Hare Krishna. The two endings of the Gita point to the same end. The Bhagavad Gita ends with, at one level, with Arjuna responding to Krishna's query. Krishna has asked Arjuna in 18.72 whether his doubts have been removed. And Arjuna replies in 18.73, yes, he says. Nashto moha smrite labdha tat prasadan maya achyuta tito smigata sandeha karishye vachinam tava. So here Arjuna says that my delusion is indeed gone. Smrite labdha, that my memory has been restored. Tat prasadan maya achyuta, how has this happened? Tat prasadan, my dear Lord, by your mercy. Tito smigata sandeha, that I have become situated in free from all doubts. Karishye vachanam tava, I will do your will. I will do your will, he says. So here, Arjuna's conclusion, the ending of the Gita of the Arjuna, is at the point where Arjuna is saying that I am free from illusion and I am situated in determination to serve you, to do your will. Now the second ending of the Gita is symmetrical with the correlates with the first beginning. The first beginning was Kimakurvata Sanjaya. What did they do? Arjuna, Dhritarashtra had asked Sanjay in 1.1, what did the armies do when they had assembled at Kurukshetra? And the implication was, what is going to happen? And Sanjay replies in 18.78, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara Tatra Shreer Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvani Tirma Tirmama. So here he says that wherever there is Krishna and wherever there is Arjuna determined together, then what happens over there? Tatra Shreer Vijayo Bhutir. There is Shri. There is prosperity, there is victory, there is great opulence, there is matir, mama, and there is morality. So basically, Sanjay is pointing towards the establishment of prosperity and virtue in the world. So we all want to be happy, yes. Ultimately, the Gita's message is that we will become happy when we go back to Krishna. But it also says that does not mean that this world is meant to be an entirely disorderly place. Arjuna, by understanding Krishna's message, has become enlightened. But his enlightenment is not world rejecting. It is implementing Arjuna's will. Karishye vachinam tava. And when responsible souls take up the responsibility of doing God's will, what does God's will do? That brings about auspiciousness. So there is inner freedom from doubt and there is outer freedom from disorder that results when we live in harmony with Krishna's will. So that inner restoration of harmony is talked about in Karishye Vachinam Tava, in 18.73. In 18.78, what is talked about is the outer restoration of harmony. That when Krishna and Arjuna come together, when the soul is harmonized with the Supreme and is striving to do the will of the Supreme, then that will result in outer order, outer harmony. And in this way, there are two endings of the Gita. One is the freedom from, one talks about freedom from illusion, and second talks about the restoration of prosperity. Both go hand in hand. And this way, by harmonization with both the ends of the Gita point to the same end. That is, harmonizing with the Supreme, and thereby bringing about inner and outer well-being. Thank you. Hare Krishna.